Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Dacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, April 9th, 1816, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette highlighted a number of enslaved persons who had run away. First noted was a woman by the name of Mary, who was previously owned by Mr. J.R. Woodruff, but presently was the property of John Cozier. Mary left the plantation the Friday before, the 5th of April. She was described as being yellow-skinned and had a sear on one of her wrists. Mr. Cozier believed that she could be hiding in one of two places, due to her family connections. She reportedly had a husband by the name of William White, who had a second wife who resided at Mr. Henry Thorpe in St. Joseph. The second possibility was likely Mason Hall in St. Michael. Mary's father had recently passed away, and it was believed that she was by his friends in that area. For her return, Mr. Cozier was offering a reward of $6. Also asking for assistance in locating missing enslaved individuals was Mr. Lickrish, the overseer at Port's Plantation. He informed the public that missing were four women by the names of Marianne, Betsy Wren, Philly, and Kitty, and one man named Sammy who was a mason. All of these individuals were previously owned by Mr. B. Audubon. Like Mr. Cozier, Mr. Lickrish suspected he knew where they were being harbored. The women, he believed, were at Upper Burnies and Friendship Plantations or in Bridgetown by acquaintances of theirs. As for Sammy, he was likely by his sister in the Bay. He too was offering a sizable reward for their return, this time £10. The final notice was for the return of an enslaved woman named Thomason. Her present owner was not listed, but she was formerly the property of Charlotte Doldrin. Thomason had absented herself on the 2nd of April and had not returned. Anyone who was able to apprehend her would receive £5. All of these notices also discouraged the public against harboring in any way these runaways or facilitating their escape off the island. Sea captains were therefore encouraged to keep a keen eye out. The legal consequences promised to be severe if any individual was found complicit in assisting the runaway enslaved individuals who were identified by the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette on this day, April 9th, 1816.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.